This is a podcast from ABC Local Radio Overnights. I'm Rod Quinn. And we're about to go around the world. This morning we are going to Canada. Former, possibly future, ABC Overnights producer Lucy Robson is currently travelling through Canada. In fact, she was in the United States last time we spoke to her a few weeks ago in San Francisco. She's travelled up the West Coast and now moving across Canada. Can tell us what's going on there. Lucy, a very good morning to you.
Good morning, Rod. How are you?
I'm quite well. Pretty envious, in fact, of your train ride up the West Coast. I know you were planning that when you were here working on overnights. Tell me, what was it like? Where did you go from? Where did you end up? And tell me about that train ride.
Yeah, well, the latest train ride that I did was across Canada, but the ones that I did up the coast were the Amtrak Coast Starlights from San Francisco to Portland. And that was a really beautiful ride. I took a lot of lovely photos on there, and it was very kind of old-fashioned. There was a dining car as well. I met a lot of lovely people while I was just gazing out at the lakes and mountains and whatever else I could see. So it reminded me why I love train travel so much. And then the latest one that I've done was extremely long. It was 35 hours, and that has brought me to where I am currently, which is in Saskatoon, right in the middle of Canada. I'm kind of as far away from the coast as I could be right now.
That is just about the longest train ride I've ever heard of. I'm sure it's probably a lot longer if you're going across Russia or something. But 35 hours on a train, what did you do to keep busy?
Well, the funny thing is, the people that I was on the train with who were going to Toronto, going all the way, are still on the train right now as we speak. They're arriving tomorrow in Toronto. So I got out and am staying for 2 days in Saskatoon, and then I arrive in Toronto kind of the same time as them. Anyway, I brought a stack of books and magazines and podcasts and so on, but I spent so much time just looking out the window, especially because there was a glass top carriage as we went through the Rockies.
Oh, yes.
So I didn't really need to entertain myself so much.
Fantastic. Now, before we get to Canada, though, you do go to Portland in Oregon in the United States. It's very hip city. A lot of hipsters live there. What happens in Portland?
Portland is where young people go to retire, or so I was told by people who were living there. It's very laid back, very trendy. There's a lot of organic restaurants and people eating at food trucks, which is something that was kind of taking off in Sydney before I left, but definitely well underway in Portland and also Seattle and a bit of Vancouver as well, where like people can have a truck that they sell food that they make for you kind of on the street and eat it in the open air. People love beer in Portland. Apparently there's more craft breweries there than anywhere else in the States. In fact, I met a gentleman who was traveling around the U.S. to get ideas for a bar that he was opening himself in Florida. And he'd settled in to stay in Portland for a week or so, just going around and trying all the different beers and seeing what they were making around there. So they take it pretty seriously.
And did you sample any of those beers?
Yes, I did. There's a whole lot of breweries throughout town, and Portlandians are very proud of the whole craft brewing culture, I guess. So there's one beer that we don't really have so much in Australia, India Pale Ale.
Oh, yeah.
It might be taking off now, I'm not really sure, but that's something you can definitely sample a lot of in Portland.
Okay.
And also it's quite rainy and cold there for a lot of the year. It is sunny, it's a beautiful place to explore, very green, but there is a lot of time to sit inside and sample craft brews, I think.
Well, Seattle is generally regarded as, I think, the wettest big city in America. So I suppose in that area, that Pacific Northwest area, Portland, not all that far away, would also be pretty rainy city. What about Seattle then? That was the hipster city back in the 80s and 90s. Is that no longer the case?
Well, it's very much a business center right now. I think a lot of companies were started in Seattle or are based in Seattle right now, including Amazon. And there's actually a district of Seattle where Amazon is buying up building after building to put all their staff in there and expand all their operations. And so there's a lot of high-rise, a lot of people in suits. It's quite corporate, but they are very proud of their rock and roll history, I guess. There's a museum there all dedicated to rock and roll and pop culture because Jimi Hendrix came from Seattle. Yeah. And also, of course, Nirvana and the whole grunge scene started there. So there's all these smash guitars on display
Really?
from Jimi Hendrix. There were like seven Smash guitars that I saw, mostly smashed by Kurt Cobain, but they do have one that was smashed by Jimi Hendrix himself.
God love it. I think he's buried in Seattle as well.
Oh, that
Now,
might be right. Oh, and
yes.
just on the weather,
Yeah.
when I was in Seattle, it was sunny every day. It's meant to be the rainiest place in America or something, and the sun shone every day for me, so I was very grateful.
Now, a lot of people would think as soon as you go over the border from the United States to Canada, the temperature would drop about 20 degrees. I don't know, is that the case? Because the frozen north. People think in Canada it snows all year round. Was that the case?
No, it wasn't the case. The weather's getting very nice here, and where I went first, Vancouver, apparently it hardly snows there at all, and the rest of Canada's really jealous of 10 degrees in winter. That's very warm for Canada, especially because where I am now, it's kind of only just starting to get sunny and warm in Saskatoon, and people here brag about how in winter it's minus 40 degrees, that kind of thing.
Minus 40. How do people put up with something like that?
I think people are very tough, but they warm their houses properly and wear a lot of layers. Oh, and actually, my mother was born in Saskatchewan. That's kind of why I'm doing this trip, like why I'm Canadian as well as Australian. And she told me that when she was growing up here, people used to have a rope from their front door to their mailbox or their front gate, because if a blizzard hits, you really can't see anything and you could get lost in your front yard and
Wow.
freeze to death. So grab onto the rope if you're going anywhere outside. That's what
How
they used to
incredible. Now, I can tell you're half Canadian by your accent, eh?
do.
Now, have you got used to the Canadian accent?
Yeah, I'm still struggling to tell a Canadian accent from an American accent, which is embarrassing, but maybe it's not such a big deal. And I haven't picked up the A yet. I'm kind of trying to listen to where it might go in a sentence, and it seems to be able to go any place.
Usually at the end, eh? But look, all you've got to do is ask them to say around and a boot. And if they say a boot, they're definitely Canadians. Now, Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, as you say, right in the middle of the country, in prairie country. What's making news in Saskatoon?
Well, the biggest story is what's happening at the University of Saskatchewan. There's been a lot of, unrest, I suppose. It's making national news here. The president of the university just got fired this week, and that came after she was installed quite recently and started a new program of cuts and reforms around the university. Various people protested. Someone actually lost their job over it and then was reinstated. It was kind of a big mess. And she's just been fired this week. So that's the biggest news in Saskatchewan right now,
Okay.
I believe. But also, you know how I'm such an expert on sport and I love giving you
Yes.
sport news from around the world?
Indeed.
Not really. Well, anyway, did you know anything about Canadian football?
Yes, I do know a fair bit about Canadian football. It's like American football, but there are 13 players on the team instead of 11. It's really the little brother of American football, and it's kind of a joke. I don't want to offend Canadians, but it is kind of a joke. And in fact, a joke to the extent that I think the team from Ottawa and the team from Saskatchewan have the same nickname. They can't even afford to have separate nicknames. They're both known as the Rough Riders.
Oh, you've just offended a whole lot of people around Saskatchewan, Rod, because
I'm
football's
sorry.
really big here,
I'm sure it
possibly
is.
even bigger than hockey. And
Wow, that's
that's what
saying
everyone,
something.
yeah. Let me just check with my friend. Hey. Anyway, I'll check with her later, but I know that football is very big in Saskatchewan,
Okay.
and people told me that before I came here. Anyway, the Canadian Football League is in a bit of strife right now because the players have voted to go on strike. So the season might be delayed. It was meant to start in a couple of weeks, but now nobody knows what's going to happen, and fans are quite upset.
So what will happen and why are they on strike?
There's disagreement about their collective bargaining agreement. There's a bit of back and forth. They can't reach a conclusion, and they're running out of time. So the games might not start in June, so I'm not really sure what the fans are going to do with themselves because, summer's a big time. When winter lasts for so much of the year, when summer starts, people enjoy the outdoors and they enjoy sports. So Yeah, it might be disappointing for them.
So the football season in Canada is played in the summer, not in the winter.
Mm-hmm. So far as I can tell.
So the season is going to start when, do we think?
It was meant to start in a couple of weeks.
Oh, wow.
I think 2 weeks is when the preseason games are meant to start. Yeah, but I'll have to keep you posted on that one.
Well, I'd like to know, because I'm a big fan of the Montreal Alouettes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Well, I don't know. I don't think they're very good. But anyone who's any good will play in American football, but a few big names have played in the Canadian Football League, the CFL, as it's known. So, you know, I've always followed them, the Toronto Argonauts as well. They're a big, big team. You're heading from Saskatoon to Toronto, but not before a big festival.
Yes, it's called Top of the Hops. It's a big beer and wine and food festival here in Saskatoon, and I'm going to check that out this weekend. Might take some photos as well and report back on the delicious things that I've tried.
Okay. So what, people come from all over Canada for this beer festival?
Well, I'm sure they come from all over Saskatchewan.
Oh,
Canada is a big place, as I've found out, considering it took me almost 2 days to get from one side to the middle.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure they'd come that far.
It's basically bigger than Australia, but, you know, still, you know,
yeah,
a very, very, very big country with a similar population, you know, a few more million people than Australia. But so there you have it. So what are you going to do in Toronto then?
Well, I have managed to find an apartment for the whole summer. So then I'm going to see what it's like living in Toronto. Probably explore some other places in eastern Canada, like Quebec. I've been there before, but I've never been there in the summer, and I think it's going to be pretty glorious.
Oh, I'm sure it will be. And I'm sure you're looking forward to the winter as well.
Well, I'll be back in Australia by the time that happens.
What a shame.
I'm fleeing the cold.
Yeah, I don't think you've lived until you've lived through a minus 40 degree winter. Lucy, people can read and follow your journeys and see your pictures on your blog, which is what address?
It's my name, lucyrobson.com, but L-U-C-I-E.
Yep, so just lucyrobson.com.
I'm going to say something to my grandmother, Lois, who is turning 90 today. Happy birthday. I miss you, and I hope you have a wonderful time.
That's a lovely thing you've done, but that does not get you out of ringing her, actually. You can't just say it on the air.
I have called her from Canada already, and I'll call her again.
Now, she was a little worried about you going on this trip, wasn't she?
Oh, everyone was worried about me.
Okay.
Everyone seems still worried about me, but I'm doing fine. I've had a great time, and it's great to be able to talk to you and talk to the overnight listeners again, I guess.
Okay, Lucy, thank you very, very much. Enjoy that beer festival. Don't drink too much, and choose a team in the CFL. Maybe you're going to be a Saskatchewan Rough Riders fan. I don't know, but you really need to choose a team and go and watch them play.
Okay, I will. I promise.
Lucy Robson in Canada. Thanks, Lucy.
Thank you.
Thanks. LucyRobson.com, and that's L-U-C-I-E, Robson, and you can follow her journey across Canada. Well, that's another podcast from ABC Local Radio Overnights. I'm Rod Quinn. Thanks for listening.